Psalms 45:6, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. A scepter is an emblem of authority. David was referring to Christ, who is our authority today. The Son of God has an eternal throne. It is divine and rules with a righteous scepter forever and ever. Jesus now reigns on David's throne. In Acts 2:30-33, therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body according to the flesh, he has raised up Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor his flesh see corruption. This Jesus has raised up, which we are all witness. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. We are living in a time when most people have little or no authority. We need to recognize authority today and who is our authority. Authority was given to Jesus by God. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Christ has all authority and has given us all instructions in religious matters. We must do all by the authority of Christ. Paul wrote in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In the name of equals by the authority of. To be pleasing to God, we must follow and keep his word and follow his will. Therefore, if we love Christ, we will obey him. In John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In addition, we must study to be approved of God. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I encourage you, as Paul had wrote to the Philippians in Philippians 2:16, hold forth the word of life.